All right, everyone, make sure we're recording. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back with some fetish locator. So let's get started. They're working.
They look like the women are just sitting around while he does all the work.
It might be the case.
But so this is a reality-based game then?
I don't know. They're doing some work. Oh, look at that. She fell asleep on the bed.
Well, yeah, she's there.
Damn, much. They really got this place. I think that's about it. It was easier than I imagined, actually. Helps that she barely has anything in here. What about the floor? It's thick enough, and there are enough things beneath us that I doubt anything could get in that way. Anything could get in that way. You sure? Well, you can check. Are you getting anything?
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything. No bars. What did you think? I already have it. I've already checked it. Damn, not getting any Wi-Fi is gonna suck major ass. Wi-Fi? You already got Wi-Fi set up here? Christ, no. I got enough bills already. I'm mooching off of the neighbor's connection. You hacked the neighbor's internet? What? No, I just nicely asked for it. And they gave it to you for free?
Yeah, no.
Yep. Told you I was exceptionally charismatic.
I've got kids.
Your neighbor's really? A dude, isn't he? How is that relevant? Also, yes.
The most relevant part of the whole damn thing.
Now that it's fully working, we can talk in peace. Finally.
Bless
man, it takes a week of talking in tongues to realize how much you took talking freely for granted. Well, now anytime you want to tell Fetish Locator go fuck itself, you know the place. So what's next? We got our base of operations going. Now we need a plan to actually take Fetish Locator down. That's what Am and I were talking about yesterday. We have a couple of ideas, though. We can follow the money for one thing. We've tried to look up any info about the company, but there's literally nothing about it that we can find. Only thing we found was that weird porn game. Yeah, that was fun, but not really useful. Maybe it's cryptocurrency? What do you mean? Well? They're using crypto to do transactions anonymously? I mean, that could be something. Their terms of service are practically non-existent, and they don't make anything about how their finances work public knowledge. So I don't know. They could be using cryptocurrencies to anonymize their transactions, but even if that was true, knowing that doesn't really help us.
Hey.
Do you know Hana?
No.
Huh? Hana?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's someone that I know that's also looking into Fetish Locator. When did this happen? Remember when we went to the beach? Yeah. Well, I was swimming and just chilling as you do, and when she came out of nowhere in a jet ski and was like, come with me if you want to live, and... She really said that? Yeah, I'm paraphrasing for the story. Anyway, I obviously couldn't say no to that, so I jumped on in. She took me to a boat away from all cells connection and told me everything. She said that she had someone close to her in the retention program as well, and that she found one of the people behind Fetish Locator. Why is this the first time we're hearing this? I never got a chance to tell you. Who was it?
Yeah.
Pete. Who? Your friend? Wait, what? What's going on here?
Yeah,
it was my friend Pete. But listen to me first before you two freak out. She was wrong. He's most likely not a part of Fetish Locator. What makes you say that? He's my friend, first of all. I trust him. And second of all, I managed to get into his laptop with the password that Hannah gave me. She told you to get into your friend's laptop? How did she even get those passwords? No clue. I wasn't into spying on him, but I had to be sure. All I found on it were pictures that I uploaded to Fetish Locator. Well, that seals it then, right? If he has your pics, he has access to the... You can buy photos that people upload from Fetish Locator. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than some more unrelated smut, there wasn't a whole lot of incriminating evidence there, thankfully. Maybe he has another laptop. Maybe he doesn't store anything about Fetish Locator on his laptop. There could be plenty of reasons for him not to have anything on his laptop. He had his porn, some very embarrassing pictures, and he was even logged into Fetish Locator on his laptop. If it was a decoy laptop, he wouldn't have had all that in there. He wouldn't have needed to. And speaking as someone that knows Pete, let's just say that he isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's a good enough dude, but I doubt he'd be able to set up something like this if he wanted to. Well, if you're so sure about him. I still don't trust him, though. Hanna must have had some reason to suspect him, right? But I don't know. Maybe it's a red herring.
Wouldn't you hate to have friends like, I love the dude to death, but he is mentally retarded, I promise.
What if this was all set up by Hanna? What do you mean? For all you know, she could have lied about everything, right? She showed me pictures that she found on Pete's phone. How do we know that she got it from Pete's phone? She could have paid for them and sent it all up to mislead you.
Yeah.
True, but at the same time, she's doing this for someone else that's in the retention program.
I talked to my penis, and it said it's okay.
Who? Do we know this person?
Uh-huh.
Iona.
What?
Iona, how is she related?
I'm gonna own a bitch.
Iona is Hannah's girl, is Hannah's girlfriend. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I trust her. Who's Iona again? Remember the bartender you saw during the party? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember her. She was cute. So she's the one that's getting blackmailed?
Especially with a mask over her face.
Yeah. And Hanna is her girlfriend that's trying to take down Fetish Locator? Yep. Okay, well, we really don't have a lot of allies here, so we need what we can get. From what I can tell, Hanna and Iona are just, at least Hanna, seem like good candidates to get in on this. She's obviously very resourceful. She got all that dirt on Pete by herself. Plus a jet ski and a boat? She must be loaded. I say we try and get her in on this. We'd have a better chance of taking this thing down if we work together.
She should say pee in a boat.
That's what I was going to say. She might be really useful. But when and where are we going to talk, though? We don't really have a ton of time. Maybe we can invite her to the party? We can put our phones away, but what about your tracker?
Hey.
Maybe we can talk in the pool with a tracker underwater? I'm pretty sure that the water blocks radio waves and all that jazz pretty decently.
Uh-huh.
That might work. We can always just wrap his hand up in aluminum as well. Is there anyone else we can get help from? Ugh, Iota's in the retention program, so she also might be down to help. But she seems to have a pretty happy-go-lucky attitude about it all, so I don't know. We got her as the bartender for the party, though, so we can talk to her about it there if we get the chance. Okay, nice. I'll try and suss her out then and see if she has vibes. Great. What else? So we have to contact Hanna and get her on our side. Then figure out a proper game plan to take down Fetish Locator with her info. We need to try and get some other people to help out as well. Is that the plan then?
Yes.
Sounds like it to me. Seems like we have a plan. Hell yeah, this is awesome. Well, not you getting your dick chopped off, of course, but this secret undercover plotting stuff is kind of fun, not gonna lie. Can't really argue with it there. It is kind of cool. Only a couple more hours to go before the party. I should probably be there helping Lydia set everything up. What? You're just gonna leave us to clean all this up on our lonesome while you go gallivant around with some tramp? Oh, stuff it, you drama queen. You caused half this mess yourself. All right. We'll clean up the place and you can go have fun with your new friend. What are we doing? I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Stacy. Toodaloo. Nice. Oh, fuck off. Come on, at least help me pick this stuff up. 30 minutes later. Hey, do you remember that escort that you had to...
Yeah?
Maybe we can call her in for the party as well. She's real fucking expensive, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's your money or your dick. Just give me her info, you big baby. I'll set it up. It'll be glorious. All right.
Yay!
All done. Now we need to get to the party.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Someone that don't have money, she sure doesn't seem to be too worried about it.
Oh, it'll probably start any minute. We should get going.
I've got kids. It works out for everyone.
It must. No rest for the wicked. Dibs on the shower. Hey.
Not if I beat you to it.
After a short walk. This is Lydia's house.
Huh?
Of course, haven't you been here before? But it's so huge and gorgeous. Sounds like you're talking about something else.
Huh?
Hey.
Come on, it's even bigger and prettier on the inside. Grim, I know this sounds kind of sappy, but I've missed you.
Hey.
I've missed you too. This is a beautiful house you have here. I gotta admit, I'm jealous. Of the house? Yes. Oh, they're so cute. Just wow, this house is amazing. You've barely seen it. Who has an aquarium? How many gallons is that? Enough, it's a pain to maintain, but totally worth it. I can't even imagine. I'll give you the full tour later, but first, is that what you're wearing to the party? I hadn't really thought much about that. Maybe I should change?
These are the positions I want you guys to get ready.
Exactly!
Start stretching.
Stacy and I know exactly what you should wear. We have an outfit all picked out for you. This sounds bad. Stacy just needs a moment to get it ready for you.
We're going to play Treble Edge. I want to go down under.
What are you two...
What?
Planning. Yeah! Got him. It's all part of the plan. Get his clothes while I tickle him. What? You two
Everybody,
are insane.
This fool.
My pants.
And then the, yeah.
Damn it, why?
If a guy ever questions this.
Yeah, I know.
He might be a little freaky.
Just relax, it'll be over soon.
Now I might throw a, no, stop, no.
We just really need to help you get.
Yeah, don't
we just
stop.
We just need to help you get dressed appropriately. Ha ha ha, isn't someone stopping this? Stop squirming. I'm gonna kill you all. Fight fire with fire or let Stacy win.
Stacy win.
You can never defeat me. Stop.
Let him get in.
I am unstoppable. Ha ha ha, please. No power in the verse can stop me. Ha ha ha, you little.
Brother and sister.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, fuck, my cock is hardened. Oh.
And then the rich woman, you know what I'd like to appease me.
It looks like someone's enjoying this. It really is huge and gorgeous. What was that?
Are you not
That's
okay?
It. That's it. That's your outfit for today. Oh, my. Grim said you were close friends, but I didn't imagine. Ha ha ha, they're mine now. Okay, so what am I supposed to wear? That's it! That's your outfit for today. Emrose said this was going to be a clothing optional party. You're not planning on forcibly stripping the guests, are you? Nope. Just you. Oh, good. Do I have the option to wear clothing? Nope. You're setting a good example for the rest of the party goers.
And for charity,
seriously?
You're doing the ice bath.
Come on, Grim. Guests are arriving. You should greet them. I can help with that. Oh, actually, Lydia, I need your help with something. Amro, don't worry, I'll help him. Let's go, Grim. Wow, this is amazing.
Oh, so it's a European party, eh? There's the pool.
There's the pool, yep.
Look like tampons hanging from a tree in there.
That's not what those are.
It's gonna be a red wedding.
That's not what those are. Here comes Allison. Have you fucked her since Wednesday night?
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hey, Allison. Hello, lovelies.
I just came in on this bitch and boy,
I'm sorry. I didn't bring a gift. No worries. It's not a housewarming party or anything like that. Isn't this Lydia's house? Where is she? Helping Stacy with something. You're the first one here. Stacy. The one in the elf outfit at Min's last party? That's one way of describing it, yeah. I'm going to check out the pool first, but hopefully I can spend some time with them later. Sounds good.
Thanks for the handshake there.
Hey, see, that works! You know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
I guarantee if a woman
if
came
it's a
up,
dick chase,
started shaking it, and saying,
a dick shake.
Nice
yeah.
to meet you. That's
great.
Say, we don't shake around here. We give hugs.
Right.
Very intimate.
Did she just refer to Stacy as a them? I guess Allison is very cautious about her pronouns. Probably because Stacy is clearly female. Oh, but I got her the wrong tracker at Min's party. That's what I was thinking, too.
Uh-oh.
Ah, here comes Min. She's still with Anthony, right? So far. It's hard to tell with him, but I think they're still together. Hey there, Amrose. Grim, how's it going?
She's got the pistol and the holster.
Sun, fun, pull, and cool. We're doing good, and you? Looking forward to seeing what the competition is like. Well, I doubt we could. I wouldn't call this party competition.
Say, the competition's a little, stiff.
Sure. It's just that Lydia and I always compete, and now she's throwing a fetish locator party.
Hey.
Amrose and Stacy helped out a lot. Good. Lydia will need all the help she can get if she's going to beat one of my parties. It's really not like that. All right, I'm just going to give her a hard time about it when I see her. Sure. See you later. Looks like there was some misunderstanding with the bartender. Did you tell her to wear that? No, did you? Of course not. Sorry, am I interrupting something? Not at all. Hi, Iona, or would you prefer Supernova? Hey, yeah, we were talking about, are you trying to hide your identity? Huh? Oh, am I the only one in costume? I thought this was a fetish party. I guess I can get rid of this. Just a clothing optional sex possible pool party. I mean, if you want to wear that, it's fine, but if you would prefer, you can wear anything you want, even nothing at all. I'm sure we can find you a swimsuit or something else to wear. Oh, this is fine. I'll be behind the bar anyway. I'll just ditch the mask. Introduce yourself to guests however you like. The bar is just inside on the right. I noticed. Looks really nice. I'll start setting up. Did you fuck her too? Not yet. She resisted my charm.
Not yet.
Her work
she
is...
She resisted, but I have my methods. Brick to the face. No.
Her chloroform! No. Her work is important today. Maybe try again after the party? Understood. This one, I'm not really sure who she is. Oh! You don't know Hannah? Is that her name? I didn't think that you knew her either.
Oh,
hi,
yeah.
I'm Hannah.
I used to be
I don't
one
think
of the
we've met.
On another video game.
That's not her!
You know
it looks like her, but it's not her.
I know.
What are they talking about?
I know
that.
It's pretty much the same render.
I don't know.
Well, maybe not the exact same render.
Oh, right. The tracker.
Is like 90% of that.
The hacker, the hair is Quinn's hair, but that's not, yeah. Fetish Locator is listening. We're not supposed to know her.
Couldn't put some red hair in there?
Hi, Hannah. I'm Amrose. It's nice to meet you. Hey, hey, Hannah, I'm Grim. I think I've seen you around campus.
Yeah?
What are you talking about? We had lunch on Friday.
See, even the face is right now.
Sorry, no, I was just trying to make a joke. Aw, crap, I'm really not good at this spy stuff. Well, it fell flat. I'm happy to see you again. Yeah, me too.
Speaking of flat, maybe you should go to the...
Hopefully, we can get to know each other better. That'd be nice. Maybe in one of these pools. Nice, I'm planning on spending a lot of time in the pool today.
Oh,
okay. Damn.
Bullseye, are you?
Holly Wilson, lesbian. She's in some of our classes, but I doubt you can find an angle on her. Hey, Polly. Hey, Grim.
Hey.
And Amrose, good to see you both here.
Hey.
Good to see you here as well, Polly.
Hey.
I'm surprised to see you wearing so many clothes. Ha, with good reason. Huh? Oh, I'm confused. Girl thinks I'm an exhibitionist who likes showing off my... Oh, Grim, rather, thinks I'm an exhibitionist who likes showing off my body.
Right.
Oh, are you? Nah. I just like showing off my body. What's the difference? I don't do labels. Anyway, I'll see you inside. You can take her off the possible list. I already fucked her this week. What? I thought she was dating Nora. Yeah, I kind of fucked them both on Thursday. Oh, is that who you were before you were with me? Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that... Samia? Uh-oh. She
said, I wonder where these monkeypox came from.
She's gonna be a cock block. Yeah, she's here to serve lunch. You know her? Hello, Grim. I bet you weren't expecting to see me again. Not so soon, at least. Of course, it's a pleasure to... And you must be the Lydia I've heard so much about. No, I'm Amrose. Oh, Amrose, good, good. Do you know where I should set up?
Pasties.
Yeah,
ooh. What does it say on her?
I don't know. Something kinky slut.
it's already fading. She'll be a soccer mom by next June.
Yes, just inside to your left, there's a table. Maybe it's a humongous kinky slut, I don't know. Iona should be behind the bar to your right. She'll have all the food and instructions. Excellent. Well, duty calls. Feel free to stick around and have some fun after lunch is over. Aww. Really? Thanks. Mind if I swim a bit first? Go right ahead. Just wash off the chlorine before lunch.
Keep the herpes out of the pool.
You know she's a call girl, right? What? Yeah. Well, I mean, sorta.
Yeah.
No, sorta about it. She's a straight-up prostitute. I didn't know that. Anything else I should know about her? She's the one that stole Stacy's luggage. What? Yeah, the whore Pete was fucking who stole Stacy's luggage? She literally is a whore. And that was Samia, the same girl who's serving lunch today? Yep. What happened? Are you alright?
What have I been letting get stuck into me?
Fine.
Diseases.
It is just the heat. It's just, you seem to be having more trouble with this challenge than I do. Well, I really don't want to lose your cock. I really don't want you to lose your cock. Obviously, same here. But, you have to fuck all these other girls. Yeah. I wish I could just fuck you 20 times and call it a day.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
That's what I'd tell my girlfriend.
Are you doing okay
wish
with
I
it?
Fuck all of you, but I gotta fuck all these girls. What right. do I ever do?
Oh, no!
Oh.
I just try to remind myself that it's just sex, but...
So much vagina, so few hours in the day. What will I do?
But what? But that just reminds me that I'm the second most important woman in your life.
Second?
Oh.
Oh. Yep, say exactly.
Is that...
Yeah.
Your little pony, yeah. Her name is Jessie. Oh, hi. Grim, can you introduce us? Ambrose, this is Jessie. Jessie, this is Ambrose. Hello, Ambrose. I'm a little uncertain. I heard there was an aquarium. What, are you gonna swim with the fish? Yes, Lydia has a large aquarium inside. You just walked past it. Also, there's a pool out here. Oh, good. It shouldn't take me too long to get in the costume and get in place. You brought a costume for the aquarium?
Yes.
Yes, I can't wait to show you.
Mermaid.
Everyone, really, but especially you. Sorry, I better start preparing. Be my guest. Is she going to swim with the fish? So what do you think? Seahorse? She doesn't do pony-themed costumes. She's like science fiction and fantasy, too.
Get her swimming shoes on.
So what's your guess? Saltuna? Ha! Seriously? She was all sipped out when I came down her throat. I'm pretty sure I was the first guy to do that. I'm sorry, what? Then I deflowered her vaginally during the pony race. I don't even... So I'm guessing today she'll be expecting me to take her anal virginity. Seriously? Vegas odds are probably 1-3.
Well,
except
yeah,
it's you, so it's probably more like 3-1. Why, thank you. What are we wagering? Anal virginities, apparently. Are you willing to bet your ass on that? If you want it, it's yours. No bet needed. Good to know. Oh, I know her. She's fun. That's the one I like.
Hey.
Hey, Daisy.
It's no fun if you just give it up.
Hey, are you...
You gotta fight back a little bit.
How are you doing on this fine day? Feeling great. Today's gonna be so much fun. I'm glad. Anything particular you're looking forward to? Just a lot of clean fun and some dirty. Girlfriend knows what I'm talking about. Hell yeah, yes I do. You ready for the rumble?
Yeah,
looking forward
pass
to
out
it.
So many times at this party.
How about you, sexy man? Are you feeling strong today? Never felt better. Why? Daisy had a terrific idea and we were able to arrange it. What idea? I'll tell you later. Right now I just need you to agree to it. What kind of logic is that? Trust us, it'll be fun. You'll love it. You bet your ass he's gonna love it.
Is your heart up to it?
Alright, alright.
I don't wanna kill a bitch.
Right. I trust you both. Whatever it is, I'm in. Yes! You'll do great. Just remember to win. Win what? Tell you later. Right now I need to dip in the pool and then to find your opponent. Why can't you tell me now? Where's the fun in that? Can't you see she's busy? She needs to find your opponent. Okay, so why don't you tell me then? And ruin her fun? Just have some patience. You'll find out. All in good time.
after they grab the waiter, he said he should say, "You should really wash your hands."
It better be a good time. I promise that no matter what happens, you'll be involved in some hardcore fucking. Now that sounds like something fun.
Some fuckery?
Hey, beautiful. All done with your girl stuff?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you so much for your help, Lydia. I'm not sure I was really necessary, but you're welcome, I guess.
I think she likes watching him get nasty.
Yeah, she does.
Actually want to date him.
You were absolutely necessary and amazingly helpful. Okay, so what did we miss? Just a few people staring at my cock and groping me. Sounds like fun. If you like, I can take over as greeter and let you three spend more time together. I think all the guests have arrived. There might be one or two stragglers. That's fine. Have any of you seen Min? She's around here somewhere. Well, I'll catch up with you later. I just need to talk to her about something. Oh, Ambrose, please help Iona with the bar. She needs you there. Okay. Alright! The party has begun! Polly's sleeping.
How about I shove a cock better?
Man, maybe. We don't know what's gonna happen.
Wake up!
But stay tuned for the next episode of Fetish Locator, because this party is gonna be a long party.
Well, your hair was pink. I thought I was.
And
it in a big
anything is gonna go. We have no idea what to expect on this one. It's gonna be bigger than the last party. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. So, stay tuned.